Thank you so much. In just a minute, Carl leads a raid on the home of the world's number one wanted rhyme in our listener limerick challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Brian, while the beeping of an alarm clock is enough to startle most people from a peaceful slumber, there are those that can sleep through anything, which is why engineers have developed a new kind of alarm clock, the skull, that wakes people up by doing what?
Like an implant or something?
No, it's an alarm clock.
It's an alarm clock. Special alarm clock that... Or give me a Peter Sagal hint.
It'll shatter your sleep and your eardrums.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say it is attached to a... sports...
Air horn?
Well, the answer is really that it's so loud it simulates a sonic boom in your bedroom.
Oh, my God.
It's that loud. So... You have trouble waking up, and do you want that to be the least of your problems?
Do they sell a defibrillator next to
they
that?
Do.
That's the question. Designed
by an engineer who does not understand people are most likely to buy products they want, the skull starts your day with a 113 decibel alarm. If that doesn't rouse you, it clamps on and violently shakes your bed till you're awake. Then, a robotic arm begins poking you in the face. Still sleeping? The clock squirts you with gravy before releasing a pack of ravenous wolves into your bedroom.
That's probably in Sky Mall.
It's true. Oh, yeah.
You can find that in the Sky Mall. Yeah. Like, oh, wow.
I hate it.
I gotta get that. I don't know, why is it that when you're up there, is it you're lightheaded?
Yeah.
You want to buy that crap.
That's funny.
Yeah, I need more doorstops.
Mo, this week the Wall Street Journal reports on an industry that is seeing most of its clientele age and is launching a full-board recruiting effort to find younger people. What's this industry? And it's not NPR.
It's seeing most of its employee base?
No, it's clientele.
Its clientele is aging, and so it's looking to... Oh, gosh, is it like hansom cabs or like buggies? And is it stagecoaches? No, please...
Well, it's part of the hospitality industry. It's very informal. There's no jacket required.
Okay, no bed and breakfast. Oh, is it like a nudist camp?
It is nudist camps,
Yuck.
The nudist resort industry is in trouble. Most activities at popular nudist hotspots like Sunsport Gardens in Florida, well, now they're geared toward old people. They have activities like a nude shuffleboard, count the wrinkles, pin the tail on Jerry. Oh, my God, that's not his tail.
Oh, but,
connect the sunspots.
But they're running out of people. They're running out of people, and you would think nudists would be one group in which it would not be hard to find members. But, and this is a big but, nudists are hoping to change that with youth-oriented festivals like, no kidding, Nudapalooza. Events like reverse strip poker night and terrible ideas like volleyball tournaments. We wish them the best of luck, but the fact that lifestyle appeals to older people makes sense. If you have seen nudists, you know what a gift failing eyesight can be.
It seems like such a cruel joke that nudist camps and these things always...
Isn't it weird that they're always like outside?
Isn't that the point?
Well, I feel like they're vulnerable.
No. Vulnerable to what?
Oh, like thorns. Cacti. Vegetation. I mean, like, there's probably nudist camps in Arizona and the cacti. Ow. You know what I mean?
When you have pants on, do you sit on cactuses?
I'm not doing that.